Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
I'm Rob Archer in for Karen Adams. Our top local story at Wells Fargo will pay out $3 billion to resolve criminal and civil investigations into the bank's fake accounts scandal.
This case is a prime example of what happens when a company pressures employees to meet unrealistic sales goals and illustrates a complete and total failure of leadership at multiple levels within the bank.
U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
Wells Fargo traded its hard-earned reputation for short-term profits and harmed untold numbers of customers along the way.
At a news conference in downtown L.A., Hanna said some of the settlement money, $500 million, will go to investors, the rest to the U.S. Treasury.
We looked at the course and scope of the conduct. We looked at the remediation that the bank has undertaken, including the structural changes, the personnel changes, and also took into account the bank's cooperation, both past and ongoing cooperation.
Bank CEO Charlie Scharf says in a statement, "We are committing all necessary resources to ensure that nothing like this happens again while also driving Wells Fargo forward." Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A woman and her boyfriend have been ordered to stand trial in the death of her daughter, whose body was found in a duffel bag near a Hacienda Heights equestrian trail. The couple's facing murder and torture charges in the death of 9-year-old Trinity Jones. The girl's body was discovered by county workers who were clearing brush in last March. Prosecutors say she died from blunt force trauma and neglect. Arraignment is set for early next month.
Attorney General Javier Becerra says California will continue to require health plans in the state to cover abortion services. In a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services, he accused the Trump administration of illegally threatening to withhold federal aid to California to try to force a change. Less than 4 years ago, the Federal Health Agency concluded that California's policy complied with federal rules, but despite that, the Trump administration in January informed the state that its abortion policy broke federal law. The FBI has arrested a Santa Monica man on charges he staged a cyber attack on the website of a California congressional candidate in 2018.
The man in custody is Arthur Jan Dam. Assistant U.S. Attorney Cameron Schroeder says on four separate occasions, Dam allegedly staged what is called the distributed denial of service attack on a candidate's website during the 2018 California primary election cycle.
He essentially used the services that are available through a commercial provider, in this case Amazon Web Services, to create what would be like a lot of virtual computers. And he basically could use those virtual computers to send thousands of requests to the website for the congressional candidate.
The targeted candidate contends his campaign spent close to $30,000 to fix problems related to the cyber attacks, and it may have affected the outcome of the election. Dam's arraignment is set for sometime in March. If convicted on all charges, he could receive a 10-year federal prison sentence. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The political rival targeted in the cyber attacks is Brian Caforio, who lost his matchup with Hill by less than 3,000 votes. He tells KNX the attacks seriously hobbled his campaign.
We weren't out there talking to voters. We weren't spreading our message. We were scrambling, trying to get the website up and running to be able to get our message out, get funds to get our message out. And so it was an incredibly, incredibly frustrating thing to deal with. You know, this happened 4 to 5 weeks before the primary election.
Caforio says he has no idea whether Hill knew about the alleged actions of her consultants.
Voters in L.A. and Orange counties who want to cast ballots before Election Day on March 3rd can do so starting tomorrow. New vote centers will open in the morning and remain open every day through Election Day. Orange County Registrar Neil Kelly tells KINEX it'll be a different experience than voting at a traditional precinct.
38 vote centers total throughout the county will be open for 7 days, and then next Saturday we'll be opening another 150.
People in both counties can also vote by mail if they won't have time to stop by a voting center.
Vote by mail turnout over the last week is up almost 35% over 2016. So if that's any indication, there's a lot of interest in this election. We are preparing for larger turnout.
People can vote at any voting center in the county in which they live. One voting center that opens tomorrow will be in Union Station in L.A. Another will be at the Fairplex in Pomona, where there will be refreshments.
Bernie Sanders was in Orange County today criticizing the state's voting system. The Vermont senator was especially concerned about independents, saying many don't know how to vote in the Democratic primary.
If you are registered as a no-party preference voter, you must request a Democratic crossover ballot.
California has roughly 5.5 million no-party preference voters. Under rules set by state parties, people registered without a party preference can only vote in the Democratic primary if they request a Democratic ballot. County elections officials have sent out postcards to independents to try to inform them of the process.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.